Zach Podmore is a journalist based in Bluff and the editor of Canyon Echo. He's been following the Gray Eyes case closely. Zach, thanks for making the time today.
Sure. Good to be here.
What were a couple of the main points Kelly Laws brought forward to challenge the residency of Willie Gray Eyes?
Kelly Laws filed a complaint in 7th District Court in Utah in end of December, claiming that Willie Gray Eyes wasn't a resident of Utah. He said that Willie Gray Eyes has a house in Arizona, in Page, which he bought in 1981. He has an office in Tuba City, Arizona. He has a girlfriend in Tuba City. He has an Arizona driver's license. And to a lot of residents of San Juan County, that evidence looked like pretty compelling evidence that Willie Gray Eyes was, in fact, an Arizona resident.
To give some context to our listeners, Navajo Mountain is more than a four-hour drive from Monticello, the San Juan County seat. That drive includes a considerable portion through Arizona, where Navajo Mountain residents also commute for things like gas and groceries, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Navajo Mountain, Utah is geographically isolated from the rest of Utah and the rest of San Juan County. It's, one side is the Navajo Mountain itself, 10,000-foot peak. To the north is Lake Powell, and to the east is a bunch of canyons with no roads that go across them. So to get from the tiny town, not even really a town, of Navajo Mountain to the Monticello county seat, it's a 4.5-hour drive. Just to get to the post office or the grocery store or the laundromat requires going into Arizona. So while Kelly Laws in his complaint said that Gray Eyes had a Arizona driver's license and Arizona post office box, that turned out to be the case for just about everybody who lives in Navajo Mountain, Utah, because DMV services and vehicle registration services are so far away.
Right, because last week when everyone met in the courtroom, Gray Eyes' attorney spoke to how Utah laws don't apply to Navajo Nation, where Navajo Mountain is located. So what difference did that end up making in the courtroom?
Yeah, so Stephen Bowes, Gray Eyes' attorney, made the case that residents of the Navajo Nation, unlike residents of the other residents of the state of Utah, aren't required to get a Utah driver's license. Because they're not subject to state laws. So that kind of ended the argument that Gray Eyes' Arizona driver's license made him an Arizona resident. I didn't hear much discussion of that later in the trial and in the ruling. The judge said that didn't affect his Utah residency status.
In early 2018, when a San Juan County deputy investigated his residency, the deputy conducted interviews in Navajo Mountain and had some body cam footage, but most of that evidence was thrown out. Why is that?
Yeah, it's still not completely clear to me what the agreement is between San Juan County Sheriff's Department and the Navajo Nation Law Enforcement Agency. There is the deputy who conducted this investigation in March and April on the Navajo Nation is cross-deputized, so he's allowed to conduct criminal investigations on Navajo Nation land without approval from the Navajo Nation government. But the judge seemed to indicate in the trial that does not give sheriff's deputies authority to conduct civil investigations, which in this case, the voting rights or the voting registration dispute was a civil investigation, and that was not mentioned in the judge's ruling, so I'm not sure the exact details of that, but the judge did seem to say that the deputy did not have the authority to conduct that investigation.
So Judge Don Torgerson took a few days to work on the ruling, which was issued late Tuesday. The judge said Gray Eyes was as much of a resident as others in the county, and, quote, his rich cultural history adds to his connection. Have you heard from Gray Eyes yet? It must be a relief, especially as part of the county's first Navajo Majority Commission.
I haven't heard from Gray Eyes yet, but yeah, I imagine he is relieved. This is not the first time his residency has been challenged, and a suit that happened in 2018 also led to a victory for Gray Eyes. So at this point, it does seem like the matter is more or less settled. There's been the judge doesn't equivocate in the ruling about whether or not Gray Eyes is a Utah resident. Like you say, he is. He said he's as much a resident as anyone else in San Juan County. And I imagine Gray Eyes is ready to get on with the important and difficult task of governing this large and diverse county. And he's probably glad to have this behind him.
Zach Podmore is the editor of Canyon Echo. A judge ruled that Willie Gray Eyes is as much of a resident as San Juan County as everyone else, and therefore can remain as county commissioner. Zach's been following the case closely, and you can read his reporting at canyonechojournal.com. Zach, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Daniel.